Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court takes up a major case, and New Hampshire backs away from its compulsory use of pronouns. We're going to be talking about both issues and cases on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
I think it's so easy we continually shake our head that we're dealing with these issues regarding LGBT, agenda, pronouns, counseling, helping kids. It's like, when is this going to stop? You know.
Well, it's all part of, really, I think, rebellion against God, how
Absolutely.
He created us.
Absolutely.
God created us as male and female in His image.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, there was only two sexes. And
no change in that.
Thank God we have an administration now that actually says that on day one.
Praise God.
That under this administration of President Donald Trump, there are only two sexes, male and female. There's not 100 of them. There's not 100 plus pronouns. There's two sexes.
You know, it's interesting because I saw Representative Nancy Mace was recently, her son was applying to college in South Carolina. And on the application, it gave the choice of 130 different genders.
130?
Yes.
How do you keep track of all that?
I don't know. I don't think I'd want to go to that school, though.
Well, how does a teacher keep track of all that?
I don't know.
Because
I mean, are you a turtle
there,
or a furry?
You know,
some of these
freshman college courses have 200 to 500 kids in them, like the basic ones, big classes.
Hard enough. I've taught college before.
Now,
it's hard enough to keeping their names straight.
If you had in, say, 200 students, and you had now 100, half of those with some kind of weird pronoun or so-called gender, how do you keep track of that? Because then you get a complaint if you call on someone and you, quote, misgender them.
Right. Well, for example, there was a recent committee hearing, and there is a representative who is a male.
Oh, I know.
Who dresses as a female. And one of the representatives, the chairman actually said he, and one of the other members just went off, got livid because of
Democrat
that.
Democrat member just went, lost it.
I mean, really?
Lost
it's
it.
It's a he.
And started yelling.
Yeah.
Demanding that the chairman of the committee call that other representative by their correct, you know, identification.
And I commend the chairman because he was like, he's living in reality.
What they did was they ended up gaveling down the committee.
And
there were people there ready to testify.
Yeah,
three of them ready to testify. They gaveled down the committee and shut it down because this person was so obnoxious. I thought, this is so amazing to see this.
Right.
A Democrat member of Congress going nuts over the fact that the chairman spoke of the person in their correct gender.
Right. This is the world we're in right now, sadly.
So the Supreme Court, you know, taking up this case regarding change counsel and then what happened in New Hampshire regarding pronouns, it's really part of the same agenda. It's the LGBTQ agenda.
It's demonic.
That is designing to, and I said this years ago, that what's the objective here? The objective is to abolish the concept of gender. And you think back then when we used to say that, how can you do that? Because back then there weren't 100 plus made up genders or 100 plus made up pronouns. There are no such thing, but they just make them up. So you have a hard time wrapping your mind around how do they try to abolish gender? And then what's their objective? Well, if you abolish gender, the very concept of gender, and it all becomes subjective, nothing objective anymore, then you have abolished the very concept of God because it's an ultimate attack against God, that you can create yourself in your own image as opposed to being created in the image of God.
It's denying
male or
him.
Female.
Yeah, it's denying him and how he's created us.
It's denying him. It's shaking your fist at the creator that you made a mistake. I'm going to recreate myself. Or I'm going to get a doctor to help me recreate myself in whatever manifestation I want to be.
Or I'm going to say that I'm a turtle or a furry or whatever.
Speaking of that, I was in a coffee shop the other day.
Oh, dear.
And a woman came in with a, I think, I'm not quite sure if it was a boy or girl, long hair, somewhere under the age of four. And you could say, well, maybe they were just playing a game. I don't think so. This little kid never stood up on 2 feet, except when it was like a dog going up to a counter, going up on the back feet, but kind of having the legs bent with the paws on the edge of the counter, barking and whining. Sounded really just like a dog. And everywhere that person went, the whole time that they were in the coffee shop, was going on the tips of their feet and their hands, walking like a dog everywhere.
And the mother, what was she doing?
Mother was just following it, and then she would refer to it as dog. She never referred to the baby or the young kid by its name, but she said, come on, dog, come on, dog. And the kids just sounded like a dog.
That's so sad.
And it was pretty obnoxious, frankly, because the kid was going everywhere and then putting its mouth on the concrete floor that everybody walks on. It's awful. You know, I think it's one of those things where she's allowing that kid to go beyond just play acting to live in an illusory world. What we see happening here with the case that the Supreme Court just took up is a case out of Colorado. Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief asking the High Court to take the case. They did. Now we'll file an amicus brief in this case on the merits. We've been litigating this issue since 2012. We've litigated this more than any other organization in the country. And we got two of the nation's only wins at the Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit governing Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. This particular law in Colorado is like now 87 other laws in the country. When you count up about half of the states, mostly blue states, and frankly, I think all blue states, and then some counties or cities have passed these laws that say you can't give counsel to a minor and their parents when the objective of that counsel, at the request of the client, is to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion. You can only push them down one road to go down the LGBTQ agenda road, but you can't help them escape it. And if you do, you'll get fined in Colorado $5,000 per violation and loss of or revocation of your license.
Well, we're so grateful the High Court is taking this. We really need to pray for this because this could be huge in ultimately helping these children.
Well, I am very optimistic. I've always said, just like Roe versus Wade, I felt that it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when it would be overturned. It has been overturned. I believe in this case, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I think this could be the case. The argument will be sometime in the fall. With a decision sometime in 2026. And I believe this case will be the one that strikes down all these remaining ones. We've struck down 23 of these laws by our wins. There's 87 remaining. This one, I think, can take care of the rest of them and striking them down as well.
Awesome. And then in New Hampshire, as you mentioned earlier, there was a student who had written an article in the student newspaper, and they arbitrarily added his pronouns, he, him. And as a Christian, he said that violates my religious beliefs, and he objected to that. So instead of adhering to his request, they just took the article out.
Yeah, in fact, they actually accepted the article, put it up for publication.
With he, him on it.
And they put his byline there, his name, and then without his knowledge, there and lo and behold, it says it identifies him as he, him.
No.
And he goes, well, wait a minute. I'm obviously a he. I don't believe in all this malleable pronoun situation.
Right.
Remove that he, him pronoun.
So they just took the whole article
down. They just took the whole article down.
Yeah.
So the good news is, from our standpoint, from a legal standpoint, they'd already approved the article and posted.
So we intervened and sent a demand letter, and finally they complied.
Yeah, so the university system of New Hampshire finally backed off, and they have complied. The article is back up without the he, him pronouns, and they now will not require pronouns to be attached to the bylines anymore.
Can you imagine that? I mean, you write an article and you put your heart and soul into it, and then they put your pronouns beside it?
Well, because when somebody reads that and you say, well, I didn't know he was into that whole he,
what has it, what does it have to do with anything? Yeah.
Ideology. It's like, I'm not going to call you she, her. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
He's a Christian.
You know? Or he, him for me. He's a Christian. There's two genders, people. Get over it. There's not 100 plus. There's two. There's two sexes, male and female. This idea, you know, I said before that the same-sex agenda, which translated later into the LGBTQ agenda, that they tried to make a distinction between sex, which was biological, and gender, which was not. you know, we used to use them interchangeably.
Right.
And they tried to use gender as this subjective thing that you can have so many of, and it's all in your mind, and you can change them, and it's malleable. Well, you know what? That whole ideology, I think, is crumbling because of the absurdity that we've seen, particularly in the context of sports. I think people, the general person, is just saying, enough is enough. This is just ridiculous. We're rejecting it. All of this is part of the same ideology, and we've been fighting for sanity and fighting for counselors and clients to get the kind of counsel that they desire and desperately need. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.